Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Dermot, how are you?
Morning, Ian. I'm good, yeah. Thanks very much.
You're ecstatic, I believe, because you were at Coldplay last night.
I was, yeah, yeah. I went to it last night. Brilliant gig. Absolutely brilliant.
And what's it? Is it as good as everybody's saying it was?
It is. I wouldn't say I'm a major fan. My wife is, so yeah. Of course I had to go.
Right, yeah.
But as for performance, it was just out of this world. So everything brilliant.
You're converted, are you?
I'm converted, yeah. I've been converted.
Very good. And is there anything that people are going to be talking about today? Like, was there a moment in it that, you know, without giving too much away?
Just even the end of the night was just done so smooth and so well. I won't ruin it because I'm sure he's going to do the same thing again.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was just fantastic. You're on the edge of your seat with standing up all night. And it was just fantastic. Great.
I understand Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary was at Coldplay last night. And he's here to tell us all about it on Gift Grub. Morning, Michael. What was it
Morning.
Like, Coldplay? Everybody is raving about it. Amazing.
As a consumer experience, absolutely shocking. First of all, I was put into a huge queue of people. And even though I had a VIP ticket, I was put into the same line as the regular punters.
Right.
Nobody seemed to know which queue was which to get through. Now, hold on. Then finally, I get in. I'm accosted by people left, right and centre. Some of them rude.
Yeah.
To sell me stuff I don't need and I don't want. Carbon neutral Coldplay in Munich posters. No. T-shirts. No. Pints for €8. Shag off. You know, queuing up for the Jacks. That was another thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Your man Chris Martin did arrive out on stage on time.
Right.
But as if to congratulate himself, he starts playing a little tune the minute he comes out. As if he's a great fella. So what? He's on time. I'm ripped off and wrecked. You know, thank God they didn't set Croke Park on fire because I would have been charged extra for that as well. This country has gone completely mad. I was trying to book a hotel for Oasis the other night because I'm out in Mullingar, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Half the night on a bloody website that I couldn't understand while prices were changing constantly before my eyes. Then finally, the price has finally tripled. Tripled. My question is, who do these exploitative, opportunistic, cheapskate vultures think they're kidding? Now get real and shut up.
Hi, Daniel.
Morning, Ian.
Are you all right?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're just about to be the proud owner of a year's subscription to Disney Plus. That's good, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
And you're also going to be the proud owner of €1,000, okay?
That's amazing.
Okay, I'll try not to mess it up, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Definitely, you're going to do it. Okay, so basically, as we're celebrating Only Murders in the Building, Season 4, I need you to basically identify other things in the building. For example, if I said Jack, Dougal, Ted, you'd say only priests in the building. Got it?
Yep. Got it.
Okay, only what in the building? Give us the full name, and here we go. I'm going to start now. Pink Lady, Granny Smith, Golden Delicious.
Only apples in the building.
Yes! Loreen, Johnny Logan, ABBA.
Only singers in the building?
Johnny Logan, ABBA. They won a competition, a big competition.
Eurovision?
Yeah, only
Eurovision singers in the building?
Yeah, very well do. Boyzone, One Direction, Backstreet Boys.
Only boy bands in the building?
Yeah, The Beast, The Governess, The Menace. Only,
oh, what's that show called? Oh.
Dark Destroyer, The Vixen.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, The Chasers in the building?
Yes, Kermit, Miss Piggy, Swedish Chef.
Only Muppets in the building.
Yay! Only Muppets in the building. You got it, Daniel. Slightly
brilliant.
Over time, but sure, we won't. We won't argue over that. €1,000 and a year's subscription to Disney Plus on the way to you, Daniel. Great. Well done.
So
congratulations.
Ian, sorry, can I just say, myself and my partner Ashton were just saying how brilliant you are on the radio.
Stop.
And you gave us a ring there, so I just want to say thank you very much.
You're very
good. Enjoy listening to you.
Fair play to you. Thanks a million for that. Thanks, Daniel.
See ya.
Bye. Shauna, how are you getting on?
How are you?
Well, you seem more relaxed today now than you were over the last couple of days.
Yeah, a bit chill, but it'll ramp up again tomorrow.
Will, yeah, yeah.
The nerves and the...
It's the calm before the storm,
yeah,
really, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just conserving my energy for the great ticket hunt.
One of my favourite photographs of myself and yourself is that one of us at the Lyrith Hotel.
Oh, where it's a classic.
It was announced that the winner is The Breakfast Show.
And my neck and disappears.
The awards. And we go, what?
They and my head just like melds down into my shoulders and I don't have a neck.
And you're the only person to notice that. Yeah, yes,
well,
that's it.
I don't know.
Yeah, so the IMRO Radio Awards for 2024, they're going to be on at the start of October, and we've got four nominations for The Breakfast Show. So, well done, us. There's lots of great people there, but you know, we've got The Breakfast Show, we've got the Gift Grub, of course, that nearly always wins. Mm-hmm. It's great, isn't it?
It's lovely to have an excuse to get dolled up.
Exactly.
And go and have...
I said to Sean
this
morning,
lovely evening.
Are you going down? It's the Pope, Catholic.
I'll be there.
Another bright idea, another light bulb moment. Taylor Swift's new project. Yeah. What is it this time?
She just doesn't slow down. She doesn't stop. She doesn't take a breather. So according to reports this morning, she is planning to release a novel. Now, this book was...
Oh my God, this will go through the absolute ceiling, won't it?
It's like it's nailed on. Yeah. This is a successful idea.
Yeah.
But this was a book she actually wrote when she was 14.
Right.
So it's titled A Girl Called Girl, and it tells the story of a mother who wanted a son instead of a daughter. This book has never seen the light of day. She has acknowledged it exists.
It's in the box on top of the wardrobe.
That she wrote it. It was in possession of her mother and father, but she has recently trademarked the name and rights to the book, as well as merchandise and audiobooks. Now, she did trademark it 10 years ago and sat on it for 10 years, but I assume she's redoing it again to prepare.
No, what she did in those intervening 10 years was she wrote three more that she's going
to
get. She's ready, just let them out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And I mean, look, she's an amazing writer, so you'd imagine a novel is going to be excellent as well.
I know.
She's just so talented. It's kind of sickening.
She's good. It is. And like, also the fact that in this day and age, in the world of social media, she was able to gather all those thousands of people into all these different stadia around the world. And everybody was just being really nice to each other.
And it was lovely and kind and warm. It's beautiful.
It is. It's strange, though. It's almost messiah-like, isn't it?
Oh, it is,
So listen, Karen, tell us about James is going to junior infants today. Is that right?
Big day in the house today.
Oh, wow. And so what can he, does he know numbers and things and letters, or is he about to learn all that?
He can learn that.
Yeah.
Well, he knows how to say yeah. So that's good. That's a good start. James, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
James, I believe you've got a lovely dog called Salt. Is that right?
No.
What? A lovely dog called Salt. Is he white?
No.
Well, how do you mean? His name is not Salt.
No.
What's his name?
Papa.
Ah! Salt. You'll have to get another one called Salt. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 6 a.m.